Welcome to Kosher Tidbits. This edition is entitled, The Whole Kosher Bagel Story. What, in fact, is the whole kosher bagel story? On more than one occasion, I have heard inquiring consumers phrase this question slightly differently as, are all bagels kosher? It must be stated unequivocally from the outset that no, not all bagels are kosher. The misconception that all bagels are kosher stems from the fact that historically, Jewish immigrants introduced bagels to New York's Lower East Side. However, nothing could be further from the truth. Therefore, in order for bagels to be kosher, they must be certified by a reputable kosher agency. There are many reasons why bagels are not inherently kosher. First and foremost, there are several ingredients used to make bagels that can potentially be not kosher. These include oils and shortenings, dough conditioners or improvers, flavors, emulsifiers, enzymes, and certain yeast, raisins, spices, and sweeteners. Additionally, bagels are categorized as bread as far as kosher dietary law is concerned. As such, bread is subject to some very unique kosher laws. One such law is that bread must be parve and cannot be certified kosher if it contains any dairy ingredients. This is attributed to the fact that bread, as a main food staple, can readily find it available for either a dairy or meat meal. As a necessary precaution to avoid eating a dairy bread at a meat meal, which is in violation of kosher law, the bread must be parve. There are many popular flavored bagels that are dairy and as such cannot be certified kosher since they would constitute a dairy bread. Among these are cheddar bagels and Asiago bagels that contain real cheddar and Asiago cheese respectively. Although there exist kosher acceptable varieties of cheddar and Asiago cheese, the existence of these dairy ingredients prohibits these flavored bagels from becoming kosher certified. The only way a cheddar and Asiago bagel can become kosher is if they use an imitation kosher parve certified cheddar or Asiago flavor instead of real cheese. Pesto or Italian sauce flavored bagels are another popular variety that presents a challenge to kosher certification. This is because real pesto, according to the original Italian recipe, which claims its roots from the city of Genoa, calls for the addition of cheese as an ingredient. Once again, then, this will result in a dairy bagel, which is precluded from kosher certification. There are, however, vegan port versions of the pesto recipe that are kosher parve certified. These can be used instead to make the kosher parve pesto bagel. Chocolate chip bagels have also recently gained celebrity status. Here too, since the preponderance of chocolate chips are dairy, many chocolate chip bagels would not be able to be kosher certified because of the dairy bread status. Notwithstanding, there are plenty of chocolate chips that are acceptable as kosher parve. Any of these can be used in order to make a kosher parve certified chocolate chip bagel. Another important reason why bagels need reliable kosher certification has to do with their production. There are virtually an infinite number of ways that bagels can be made. Indeed, the bagel has many different personalities and can be enjoyed in many different ways. Frozen, it can be used as a superb teething ring for a baby. Sliced and baked with tomato sauce and cheese, it can be enjoyed as a heavenly pizza. Great American cities too, such as New York, Chicago, and Boston, have etched their own personalities on their own bagel versions. Let's take New York City, for example. A real New York City bagel is hard and crispy on the outside, but moist and chewy on the inside. New Yorkers, too, are tough and firm on the outside, but gentle and caring on the inside. A real New York City bagel is burnish and slick on the outside, but mushy and snug on the inside. New Yorkers, too, are shiny and flamboyant on the outside, but good old down-to-earth and friendly on the inside. A real New York City bagel has a rubbery texture and bounces back and forth in one's mouth. New Yorkers, too, are resilient and exhibit great determination by coming back and trying again if at first they don't succeed. A real New York City bagel is a good exercise for the jaw, as it needs to be relentlessly chewed before swallowing. New Yorkers, too, are quite adept in using their jaw by talking big. A real New York City bagel is small, but ever so flavorful. So, too, New Yorkers are the epitome of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. It's hard to imagine that so much of New York City's personality can be encapsulated in New York City's bagel. Indeed, there is hardly any food in the world that has as much personality as the bagel. Furthermore, barring baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet, there is hardly anything more American than the bagel. This holds true in spite of the fact that the bagel most probably originated in Poland and was brought to the shores of this country by Eastern European Jewish immigrants in the 1880s. As diverse as the personalities that eat them, the different ways in which bagels are manufactured will ultimately determine the personality they take on. It's almost as if bagels are individuals, and that no two bagels are created exactly the same. To understand this, we need to review some of the more conventional ways of bagel production. First, the bagel dough is made by mixing the traditional flour with water, yeast, oil, conditioner, malt syrup, and/or sugar for sweetness. It should be noted that a genuine New York City bagel, which needs to be chewy, has no dough conditioner in its ingredients, as the conditioner allows for a more spongy texture. The bagel dough is then divided, cut, and shaped. A genuine New York City bagel dough is hand-rolled as opposed to machine-rolled and should weigh 4 ounces. Needless to say, there are those that weigh in much more and a few that weigh in less. The size of the bagel is critical in order to determine the ratio of dough to crust. As people's palates are different, some prefer a doughier bagel, and others prefer a crunchier bagel. After the bagel dough is formed, it is left in a warm place to rise, or in industry terminology, it is proofed. The temperature and amount of time of the proofing will all impact on the outcome of the final product. It is at this point that a critical juncture is reached in the manufacturing of the bagels. Most commercial bakeries that are primarily concerned about the shelf life of their product continue processing the proofed and formed bagel dough by steaming them. The old-fashioned way, however, which is the hallmark of a genuine New York City bagel, is to deposit the proofed and formed bagel dough into a huge vat or kettle of boiling water. Although the boiled bagel will not stay fresh for as long as the steamed bagel, at least for the short run, the boiled bagel will be far more crispy, shiny, and bouncy than the steamed bagel. Several neighborhood bakeries still employ this traditional method of boiling the bagels. At last, the formed, proofed, steamed, or boiled bagel dough is ready to be baked. Here, too, there are variations in the baking that can drastically change the personality of the finished bagel product. Most commercial bakeries bake the bagel dough in either tunnel ovens or rotating rack ovens. The old-fashioned way, which is again the hallmark of a genuine New York City bagel, is to place the bagel dough on top of canvas-covered wooden slabs or trays and bake them in a revolving shelf oven. Oven temperatures and baking times will also alter the personality of the end bagel. An interesting kosher question arises in relation to the proofing of bagels via the boiling method. Kosher dietary law mandates that certain foods be prepared by means of an observant Jew actively participating in the cooking process. The participation of the observant Jew in the cooking process is known as Bishul Yisroel. The question is, does the boiling of the bagels require Bishul Yisroel? The venerable sage, Rav Moshe Feinstein, of blessed memory, ruled that the boiling of the bagels doesn't require Bishul Yisroel, since at the time the dough is boiled, the bagel is inedible. It's only the subsequent oven baking per se that makes the bagel edible. As such, the bagel is to be considered a baked food and not a cooked food. Hence, a non-Jew is permitted to boil the bagel dough. Now that we know the way real bagels are made, consumers should be mindful of products to be found in the market that pretend to be bagels but are really pseudo-bagels, because they are made with shortcuts by bypassing one or more of the manufacturing steps that were previously outlined. One case in point is when the bagel dough is immediately baked in the oven without it either being first steamed or boiled. The end product is shaped like a bagel and looks like a bagel, but is not a bagel at all. It is a fake or pseudo-bagel. Anyone eating this pseudo-bagel will immediately recognize the difference between it and a real bagel. This pseudo-bagel has hardly any crust. It is not at all crunchy and needs very little jaw to chew it. In short, it hasn't the personality of a real bagel. I am reminded, too, of a small neighborhood bakery that made pseudo-jelly donuts for Hanukkah. Real donuts have their dough fried. This neighborhood bakery had no capacity for frying. It then pretended to make jelly donuts by taking small dinner rolls that they had baked and then coated them with confectioner's sugar while injecting them with jelly. In effect, this so-called jelly donut was really bread filled with jelly. For kosher-conscious consumers, this is important, since bread is treated differently than cakes and donuts in Jewish law. Jewish law mandates a recitation of a benediction over food before and after indulging. Different benedictions are recited depending upon the category of the food. The benediction for bread is Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, whereas the benediction for donuts is Borei Minei Mizonos. Therefore, these pseudo-jelly donuts that are really bread need to have recited over them the bread benediction of Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, as opposed to the cake and donut benediction of Borei Minei Mizonos. This holds true despite the opinion of the Chayei Adam, who rules that the benediction of Borei Minei Mizonos satisfies all food types and is not a violation of pronouncing a brach levatala, a benediction in vain. Still, at the very least, it is not an ideal situation. One more area that needs to be carefully monitored, especially when it comes to bagels, is the yashan status for some bagel products. Kosher dietary law makes certain provisions for the consumption of products that contain flour from wheat, barley, oats, rye, and or spelt. An elevated level of kosher that falls into this category is called yashan. The word in Hebrew means old. This was adopted from a provision that kosher law makes to only consume any of the aforementioned five grains that were harvested before the second day of Passover. Hence, any of these five grains harvested before the second day of Passover are branded as yashan or old, since they originate from an old harvest. And those that are harvested afterwards are branded as chadash or new, since they come from a more recent harvest. This year, the second day of Passover was April 14th. It follows then that any of the five aforementioned grains harvested before April 14th are yashan, as opposed to those harvested after April 14th, which are considered chadash, until the second day of Passover in the year 2007, at which time they too will be considered yashan. Translated into practical terms, this generally means that all winter-grown grain meets the superior kosher status of yashan, since these were harvested in the winter season before April 14th. In contrast, spring-grown grain is generally considered to be of the inferior kosher chadash status, since these were harvested after April 14th. Many bagels, as evidenced by the classic New York City bagel, take great pride in the fact that they allow for a supreme, blissful chewing experience. In order to create this desired effect, it is necessary to provide high gluten flour as an essential ingredient component in the recipe of the bagel. This is because high gluten flour has greater elasticity and thereby provides for a much more chewy bagel. However, most high gluten flour is derived from spring wheat and is thus considered chadash. It turns out that the high gluten spring wheat flour, which is superior for the bagel, is inferior for some kosher consumers who would only eat yashan. Kosher certified yashan bagels must be closely monitored to ensure that they use only marked kosher certified yashan flour to make these products. So as we have seen, the notion that all bagels are kosher is a myth. A bagel must earn the right to have a kosher personality, and especially an OU kosher personality. The OU is very proud to kosher certify several prominent and highly celebrated brand name bagels when their respective packaging bears the OU kosher logo. Taken together, bagels and OU kosher certification is a personality that can't be beat. And that, Morai Virabosai, dear distinguished listeners, is the whole kosher bagel story. Thank you for listening.